And it is John Gibbons from the Anfield Wrap with a bit of a transfer special because transfers never stop, of course. And we've got an old friend there, Mark Douglas, joining us now, who must have pretty good connections into Bournemouth, I would say, because broke the Kirker stuff quite early. We had a good chat about that. And obviously now he is a Liverpool player and potentially following him, Mark, although there is obviously a long way to go. Is Semenyo, who it's no surprise that the Liverpool, you know, have an interest in. Why wouldn't you? He's a fantastic player, but it's looking like it might be possible sooner rather than later. So, I mean, Mark Douglas, I should introduce him properly. I know he is an old friend, but a Northern football correspondent at the iPaper, we shall say. But Mark, yeah, welcome back. And this story feels a little bit of a lively one than maybe a few of us Liverpool fans are expecting.
Yeah, I think what makes it interesting is the fact that there's a release clause in the contract that was signed in the summer. So, interestingly, I think if you wind back to the summer, plenty of opportunities for clubs to go out and get Semenyo. He was expensive. I think Bournemouth were looking around the sort of £75 million mark, which obviously is a lot of money. And I think if you're Liverpool looking at it in the summer and you've kind of just tied down Salah, you're looking at obviously what they ended up doing. I can understand why they maybe didn't go in there. But Manchester United didn't, Spurs didn't either. And I think what was interesting in the summer was the kind of offers that were coming in for him were rated him a tier below, I think, where his subsequent performances this season have suggested that he belongs. So obviously Spurs went and got Kudos and Bueno ended up going to Manchester United as well. But I think it's fair to say that maybe some of the offers, personal terms as well, weren't quite where, you know, maybe he expected as well. So he was persuaded to stay at Bournemouth, signed that new contract in the summer, ended the speculation early. And I think what was interesting there was maybe in the player himself, there's a bit of a determination to sit there and say,
yeah,
I'm going to go and I'm going to prove myself here. But what is interesting, and we don't have too many details about what this release clause is, but obviously I think it's pretty obvious that when a player at that level signs a new contract, a long-term contract for a team like Bournemouth, who, you know, I think you know that they're going to trade players. You know that they don't expect to keep hold of an elite player for more than maybe more than you know a couple of years. But they obviously have brought that in. They've managed to sign him up to the new contract, but there is this release clause in there. Now, what's key, what's interesting is we don't know what the release clause is. We don't know the official terms of the release clause. But I'm told that it may be the case that Liverpool will look, and a couple of other clubs as well, will look at January as a potential to get him as part of that before it goes into a bit of an open market in the summer. But it may be that his release clause is there in January as well. I don't have that information at the moment, but that would be an opportunity to get him because he isn't going to be at the 70-75 million mark in the summer because of the release clause.